You know, why not? I've got the Common Sense Hotline. I can open it up for you. 888-900-9966. 888-900-9966. You know, I had a solution for the Asian carp, and that is, you know, me sitting on the front of the boat, you know, with a shotgun and, you know, ventilate them as they fly by. It could be a little messy, but say, so it is. But Ron is in Buckley. He says he might have an idea for it as well. Ron, welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I love your program. My solution is just poison them and take care of the problem. The Army Corps of Engineers, their program is never going to work. It's not 100%, and you're going to spend $800-900 million. You could poison the whole tributary from the Lake Michigan to the Mississippi for less than that.
Yeah, and you can hear the animal rights people just going crazy hearing about it. I don't disagree with you. The problem being is the damage to the, you know, to the fishery in general, because you'd kill everything, wouldn't you?
Well, the carp gets into the Great Lakes. They're getting also.
Well, you got that right. It's a solid point you make. I just don't think anybody would ever allow the poisoning, because the animal rights people would go crazy. There'd be lawsuits, injunctions, and every other thing you could possibly imagine, my guess. But I greatly appreciate you listening, Ron, and thank you for checking in. I thank you for that. All right, so moving along here, if you missed it, as we're laying Lee Iacocca to rest today, also another huge figure in America passed away yesterday, Ross Perot, who rose from a childhood in the Depression and poverty, become a self-made billionaire who twice ran for president with a mixture of folksy sayings and simple solutions to America's problems. He brought in 19% of the vote in 1992, among the very best showings of an independent candidate in the past century. I think that might be second only to Teddy Roosevelt in 1912, that is. Perot was 89. He died of leukemia, surrounded by his family. I had a chance to watch Ross Perot in the presidential debate in 1992 that was held at Michigan State University. George H.W. Bush, the president, was there. Bill Clinton, the soon-to-be president, was there. And Ross Perot was there. And I was there. So you had some pretty important people hanging out. And And Ross Perot was a guy who, without Ross Perot, you wouldn't have Donald Trump. I truly believe that. Ross Perot laid the groundwork and created the roadmap for a populist, anti-establishment billionaire to become president. I want you to hear a couple of these things from Ross Perot, because it'll bring you right back down memory lane. Let's start with Bite 10. Bite 10, talking about the bad trade deal.
If you just want to get down to brass tacks, first thing you ought to do is get all these folks who've got these one-way trade agreements that we've negotiated over the years and say, fellas, we'll take the same deal we gave you. And they'll gridlock right at that point. Because, for example, we've got international competitors who simply could not unload their cars off the ships if they had to comply. You see, if it was a two-way street, just couldn't do it. We have got to stop sending jobs overseas.
Well, there's part one, because part of what Ross Perot did, the same as Donald Trump, was to attack the bad trade deals and say, if you don't deal with this, we're going to lose more jobs overseas. And so when Donald Trump came along and said, I'm going to fix NAFTA and bring us USMCA, the Democrats said, you can't do that. It'll never happen. It won't be possible. Let's go to bite nine.
They're paying $12, $13, $14 an hour for factory workers. And you can move your factory south of the border, pay $1 an hour for labor, hire a young 25. That's assume you've been in business for a long time. You've got a mature workforce. Pay $1 an hour for your labor. Have no health care. That's the most expensive single element making a car. Have no environmental controls, no pollution controls, and no retirement. and you don't care about anything but making money, there will be a giant sucking sound going south. So if the people send me to Washington, the first thing I'll do is study that 2,000-page agreement and make sure it's a two-way street.
Sounds awful familiar, doesn't it? A little different twang on all of that from a guy from Texas, but Ross Perot dies at the age of 89. And he's a giant, and I honestly believe without Ross Perot, there would never have been a Donald Trump. He paved the way, created the roadmap for a populist billionaire businessman to say, wait a second, we can do better. We can do better. Let's talk a bit about casinos for a moment. If you go to a casino and place all your poker chips on a single hand, well, guess what? You probably blew everything in just one swift move. Now, what if I wasn't talking about losing at the casino? What if I was talking about, say, the stock market and those colored chips that you just bet? That was your retirement, your legacy, your future. Are you prepared to lose your hard-earned assets to market volatility, potential rising taxes, inflation, or unforeseen expenses? Well, if you're like me in your 50s or 60s, stop gambling on your retirement in the stock market. There are alternatives to grow your nest egg that offer a principal guarantee and optional income for the rest of your life. Call Bruce Van Hall or Mike Douglas of Life Plan Financial. These are great guys. I've spent time with them. Trust me on this. You can call them at 517-323-7526, or maybe it's easier to go online for you. MyLifePlanFinancial.com, MyLifePlanFinancial.com. The place to go one more time, MyLifePlanFinancial.com. I mean, you don't want to wake up broke when you're older, right? You do not. Anyhow, big day here at the show. Really had a good time. If you want to drop me a line, go to SteveGruber.com. Drop me a note, whether it's about Asian carp or Epstein or Ross Perot, Lee Iacocca, whatever it is. Whatever's on your mind. I got something right. I got something wrong. Good. Whatever. Drop me a line. Go to SteveGruber.com. Drop me a note. We'll get to that mailbag sometime soon. Final thoughts after this.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Bob Thomas, Chief Operating Officer for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. All across the state, businesses have joined the Michigan Chamber to be a part of the most influential business voice in Lansing. As a member, companies become part of a statewide network of small business, medium-sized companies, and industry leaders focused on improving pro-business legislation within state government. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members, representing 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all that we do. Together, we can make a difference, and together, we ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.